USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Questions and answers today in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Chief Justice John Roberts.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
The answer from trial manager Adam Schiff.
If you have any question about the president's motivation, it makes it all the more essential to call the man who spoke directly with the president.
That man is former National Security Advisor John Bolton. He claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate the Bidens. The White House has sent him a letter trying to block publication of his new book. Fire crews are at the scene of a blaze in a 24-story building in Los Angeles. Reports say some people had to jump from the building. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
President Trump has signed a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico. He says the older NAFTA deal had to go, and he did what other leaders couldn't do.
They sold out. But I'm not like those other politicians, I guess, in many ways. I keep my promises, and I'm fighting for the American worker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House improved that trade deal.
What the president will be signing is quite different from what the president sent us.
The U.S. chartered plane evacuating 201 Americans from Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, continued on to Southern California after everybody on board passed a health screening test in Anchorage, Alaska. Dr. Ann Zink is Alaska's medical officer.
For many of us directly involved in this, it's become a moving and uplifting experience. The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
So far, over 130 people have died in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mega investor Warren Buffett is selling all of his newspaper assets. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Warren Buffett giving up on an industry that's been in decline in the digital age. Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, selling its 31 newspapers for $140 million, all of them going to Lee Enterprises. Buffett had called himself a newspaper addict when he began buying them in 1977, first purchasing the Buffalo News. However, drops in revenue as readers make the switch from paper to computer screens have hurt the industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another person has died as a result of injuries suffered from last month's volcanic eruption in New Zealand. That brings the death toll to 21. The victim's identity was withheld pending notification of relatives. 47 people, including 38 cruise ship passengers, were on or near White Island, which is locally known as Wakari, when it erupted. Of the 21 deaths, two of the bodies were never recovered. A tour guide, Hayden Marshall Inman, and a 17-year-old Australian tourist, Winona Langford. Officials said earlier this month that 13 people were still hospitalized with injuries sustained in the eruption. Four of them are still in critical condition. They've been the subject of an international effort to obtain donations of human skin for treating their extensive burns they received from the volcano. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.